This is Akashvani, the news read by Abhishek Mukhopadhyay. The 19th G20 summit is set to start today at the Museum of Modern Art in the Brazilian city of Rio de Janeiro. The heads of member states and representatives of international organizations will participate in various sessions and deliberate on the priority areas of this year's declaration. During the event, Prime Minister Modi will present India's positions on various global issues and build on the outcomes of the G20 New Delhi Leaders Declaration, as well as the Voice of the Global South summits hosted by India in recent years. The theme of G20 summit this year is Building a Just and Sustainable World. Mr. Modi is also expected to hold a series of meetings with world leaders on the sidelines of the summit. Prime Minister Modi reached Rio de Janeiro this morning on the second leg of his three-nation tour after concluding his visit to Nigeria. In an exclusive interview to Akashvani News, Indian Ambassador to Brazil, Suresh K. Reddy, emphasized that India is engaging with other nations to safeguard the interest of Global South countries as a leader of the region. Talking to Akashvani News, India's Sherpa to the 19th G20 summit, Amitabh Kant reiterated the inclusive approach of grouping and the complex negotiations that are still undergoing. Top leaders of major political parties are making last-ditch efforts to woo the voters with campaigning for the second phase of assembly elections in Jharkhand and single-phase polling in Maharashtra ending this evening. Polling in the two states will be held on Wednesday. In Jharkhand, 38 seats are going to polls in the second phase in the state. Addressing the election rally at Raj Mahal in Sahibganj district, senior BJP leader and Uttar Pradesh Chief Minister Yogi Adityanath assured voters that a BJP-led government would remove Bangladeshi infiltrators if brought to power. In response, Jharkhand Mukti Morcha leader Hemant Soren criticized the BJP for misleading people under the guise of development. In Maharashtra, addressing election rally in Belapur, Navi Mumbai, BJP Chief and Union Minister J.P. Nadda highlighted the achievements of the ruling Mahayuti Alliance, crediting it with prosperity, efficient governance and comprehensive development in Maharashtra. Meanwhile, senior Congress leader Rahul Gandhi at a press conference in Mumbai criticized the ruling Mahayuti government for allegedly losing projects worth over 7 lakh crore rupees to other states. Former Delhi Minister and Aam Aadmi Party leader Kailash Gehlot joined the Bharatiya Janata Party BJP in New Delhi today. Yesterday, Mr. Gehlot had resigned from the Aam Aadmi Party. In his resignation letter to AAP convener Arvind Kejriwal, Mr. Gehlot alleged that political ambitions have overtaken the party's commitment towards the people, which has left many promises unfulfilled. Union Minister for Finance and Corporate Affairs Nirmala Sitharaman today hailed the State Bank of India for the unmatched growth story. Speaking at the centenary celebrations of Mumbai main branch building of SBI in Mumbai, the Finance Minister commended the SBI for the growth and penetration of digital banking in the country. She highlighted the bank can handle 20 crore UPI transactions per day. The air quality in Delhi NCR region has deteriorated further, breaching the severe plus level with an average air quality index, AQI, of 490 as of 1 PM today. According to the Central Pollution Control Board, some parts of the city has recorded the 500 AQI levels. The Supreme Court today asked the Delhi NCR states to immediately set up teams to enforce GRAP 4 restrictions as Delhi NCR chokes under severe plus air quality amid dense fog. The court said that the restrictions will remain in effect even if the AQI is below 450. The court also asked the governments of Delhi and adjoining states to take an immediate call on stopping physical classes up to class 12. The Supreme Court had pulled up the Delhi government for not implementing the firecracker ban and called for an affidavit from the Delhi government and the police commissioner detailing the steps taken to enforce the ban. It had asked the Delhi government as well as the Delhi police to highlight the steps they propose to take to mitigate pollution next year. The International Crimes Tribunal, Bangladesh, has ordered to submit reports within 1 month in 2 cases filed against former Prime Minister Sheikh Hasina and 45 others on charge of alleged genocide during the anti-discrimination student movement. In archery, reigning Asian Games champion Jyoti Surekha Venam clinched the gold medal in the women's compound event at the GT Open in Luxembourg. And that is the end of this news bulletin.